We killed a kid. I mean, this on some level, that's disgusting.
Yep, and they put the kids out there, and it made it seem like it was all the kids, but we know what's really going on.
Well, sure, because they've got a motivational dead now. Yeah, let's win one for him. Why are we winning one for him? Well, because he died, because we let him die, because we didn't care.
How are they all still there?
Come on.
I don't understand. From the Chicago Wolves Hockey Update Studio, I'm Joe Ostrowski. Start celebrating the Wolves' 25th anniversary season early by visiting the larger-than-life Wolves goalie mask located up and down Michigan Avenue, and circle your calendar for the Wolves' home opener at Allstate Arena on October 13th. Rick Hahn has promoted Michael Kopech to start tomorrow.
He's an extremely talented kid. He's in a great spot right now. We're extremely excited about his future, and none of that's going to change based upon one or two starts along the way. We're keeping a long-term focus on this thing.
The Sox get the Twins for the next three, one up in Minneapolis tonight and two on the south side. Lucas Giolito takes the ball this evening. David Bode has cooled off for the Cubs, going 0 for his last 14, a two-game set in Detroit starting tomorrow. And Matt Nagy will address the media in an hour. We will carry it live right here on The Score. This update was brought to you by Subway. Check out three signature wrap flavors to savor at Subway restaurants. Try the classic style of the Turkey Italiano Melt. Get yourself some bold taste of the Chipotle Southwest Steak and Cheese. Or enjoy the tangy flavor of the Buffalo Chicken Wrap. Subway, make it what you want. Limited time only at participating locations. And Cubs pregame is presented by BBVA Compass. Tune into the BBVA Compass pregame show tomorrow. Hashtag We Are Mobile. I'm Joe Ostrowski, and you're listening to the radio home for Cubs baseball, 670 The Score. The next game on The Score tomorrow when the Cubs take on the Tigers. This is 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
We're Bernstein and McKnight. We're going to get an eyewitness account of the Yu Darvish return that wasn't from Steve Greenberg of the Sun-Times. You said you had... So, what's your ruling on my issues here?
Yeah, no, it's very difficult to square. And it's like Joe said, too. I'm sure those kids, every one of those kids in that Maryland football program has a right to remember Jordan McNair, the offensive lineman who died after not being administered proper health care after suffering a heat stroke during a practice about a month ago. In case you'd missed it, he was 19 years old, and because of negligence of a training staff, at the very least, he is no longer with us. So every one of those kids, at least in my opinion, has the right to remember him however they so choose. Whether that's a helmet sticker, whether that's a patch, or whether that's a motto or a motivation, however they want to do it, they get to do that because they knew him. They played with him. They're friends with him. They did that. The manipulation of it, if indeed it is being manipulated, and it feels like it is, by a coaching staff, anybody on that coaching staff, anybody related to the actual academics.
The players don't decide. If you think the players have the power to put a sticker on a helmet, then you haven't been around college football long enough. That's not up to them.
No,
that's up to the coaches.
They don't have the power to put a sticker on it, but if they asked, those coaches would let them. If they asked, that Maryland football program would let them.
Yeah. So, Dan, if you were in charge if you were temporarily put in charge of that school, like let's say interim after these guys are wiped out, the players said, we want to put a helmet sticker on there, you would tell them no?
I would think there might be a time, and I think it would be worth a discussion as to how that looks and how that appears.
That makes you look awful.
I think there's a time and a place for you haven't even done the inquest yet. You haven't even figured out.
That's the issue.
You haven't even fired these people yet. I mean, you're already deciding to do this. I think it's unseemly to have this sort of, and it's clearly a motivational, the players say it's a motivational thing for them. Every snap that we take, those snaps, you're out there motivated by a guy who was killed by your coaches.
Right. And that's difficult to square. Those kids are because of a lot of different issues, but I would imagine a lot of those kids don't separate things from football. They don't separate.
Somebody's got to do it for them. Then.
From active, right? And I think the reason you feel as
more important than football. Don't use this.
The reason you feel as icky as you do is because those who are championing this cause, those who are able to lead these kids to wherever they feel like going through the season are those who are connected to the decision or lack thereof that killed Jordan McNair.
Right. That's why I'm with Boomer Esiason and that entire university needs new leadership.
I think that's pretty clear. I think it's pretty clear at a lot of different levels. That's it. Those kids are going to be there. They're not leaving. And in my opinion, they get to remember him however they so choose.
That exactly right. they get to remember him.
They get to choose how they so choose.
But I do think maybe somebody can impress upon them that it should be the appearance of it being just yet another crass motivational football tactic might be something they want to avoid.
That just doesn't sound realistic to those players.
Yeah, the players are not thinking that way. They're thinking our friend is dead. We need to do something to.
And they probably saw him starting to go down. You don't think that means anything to them?
Killed him.
They are trying to think so that they are thinking about themselves and the other players. You think they're thinking about the coaches?
Think of it as a.
They don't think like you.
It's like an employee boss relationship. Just because I had a lot of coaches that sucked growing up in a lot of sports, and I knew it, and we all knew it. And maybe this is their way of pushing against the coaching staff. Like, screw you. We're with him, not with you. There's a lot of ways to look at it.
Yeah, I think that's possible.
And I'll tell you.
Us against them. I played on some win in spite of them kind of thing.
Some bad football teams for some really bad guys. Guys who I've seen, coaches who I saw take players down physically when they jumped off sides. Guys we all hated. Collectively hated. And we would rally around each other to get through dealing with them. And I'm telling you, it's probably closer to that than it is like, yeah, rah, rah, he's dead. Let's, you know what I mean? I'm sure there's a big separation between coaches and players, especially when you have a system like this.
Yeah, you'll see that in a lot of instances where whether it's a position coach like Jay saying, you'll see guys fight against the jerk running things just to show him a thing or two. And whether that's
but then the coaches say, see, that was my plan the whole time. That's how I motivate the kid.
You sound tone deaf to a player perspective 100%.
Yeah.
You really do.
It's not the player. It's the overall idea of knowing the way college football operates. You killed him.
Yeah, but those 19-year-olds, those 19-year-olds were all told by those position coaches, by those head coaches, whomever, that we're going to take care of you, that this is a family, that blah, blah, blah. And every recruiting statement is the same thing.
That's the lie.
That's really difficult. In some cases, it is a lie. And in a lot, and very clearly at Maryland, it was a lie.
Well, couldn't there be a much more significant and constructive way to honor him beyond a sticker on your helmet? If you mean that, if that's really true.
We don't know that there won't be.
No, right. But say that these are, perhaps one way to take it, just remove it from football, I guess. That he should be remembered and honored. But it's so much more a human life in this regard. That for it still to be about football. Mm-hmm. I know you're his teammates, and I know you happen to be playing football, but you could do something beyond this simple and reflexive, put a sticker on the helmet, because that's all that you know, because his death was because of football. His death was because of sadistic coaches. It just makes it seem gross. Why not elevate it higher? Why not take it and make more out of it, do something more in his memory than just, yeah, go get him?
Maybe they will, but at the same time, that Maryland football team's going to be on national television two or three times this season. They're going to be on the Big Ten Network, however often they're going to be, for every other game, right? And if those kids want to get Jordan McNair's name out there or let everybody know that they remember him as much as they do, they don't have any other option.
This is always the problem that you have when it gets minimized because it's like, for example, I saw people tweeting about this during the gymnastics nationals when they kept referring to the endemic gymnastics problems, these challenges the sport faces.
Yeah.
Like challenges? You're talking about inhuman crimes,
lives being ruined.
Ruined lives, and you're talking about challenges? Mm-hmm. Like, where are we here? Where's the compass? I don't know. Let's talk to Steve Greenberg about his experience following Yu Darvish in South Bend. He'll let us know what that whole circus was like. Coming up next on The Score.
Stream The Score with Radio.com. It's easy. Go to Radio.com/listen or download the Radio.com app now and get all your favorite Score shows live on your mobile device. Stream The Score. Illinois CyberKnife deploys revolutionary technology in the fight against prostate cancer in just 5 outpatient treatments. With CyberKnife treatment for prostate cancer, there's no pain, no surgery, and you can go back to your normal activities right after treatment. Prostate cancer doesn't fight fair. Neither should you. For more information, contact Illinois CyberKnife at 847-723-0100 or visit IllinoisCK.com, a service of Advocate Lutheran General Hospital. No case is typical. Results will vary by patient, and there's no guarantee you'll experience these results.
If your vehicle isn't stopping like it used to, head to O'Reilly Auto Parts and take advantage of the Do It Right rebate. Stop by and purchase a set of Brake Best Select brake pads and two Brake Best Select rotors, and you'll receive a $25 O'Reilly gift card by mail. Plus, enjoy quiet, safe, worry-free braking. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Not available in every state.
Hey guys, are you close to popping the big question to that special loved one and in the market for an engagement ring? If so, please listen up. There is a new revolution in diamonds, and distinctive gold jewelry in Frankfurt now has lab-created eco-rock diamonds that are 100% real, very sustainable, conflict-free, and the best part is that in most cases they cost 50% less than typical mined diamonds. Again, that's 50% less than what men have been paying for engagement rings for many years. Distinctive Gold Jewelry is family-owned, has been around for more than 40 years, and has been awarded the best jewelry store in the Southwest suburbs for the last 3 years by 22nd Century Media. Guys, you have to come see these engagement rings. Each ring is fully customizable, and they can accommodate any center diamond shape that you desire. Your engagement ring will be specifically crafted to take your fiancé's breath away, but you need to respond quickly. Due to the overwhelming popularity of their July sale, these prices will be extended now through the month of August. That's Distinctive Gold Jewelry on LaGrange Road in Frankfurt. Call 815-469-2929, or you can reach them at distinctivegold.com. That's Distinctive Gold Jewelry, where Chicago...
Baseball fans, if you're looking for tickets to see the Northsiders play in Milwaukee September 3rd through the 5th, Harbor Shores Hotel in downtown Lake Geneva has them with their baseball getaway package. Package includes two tickets to one of the games, overnight accommodations at Harbor Shores Hotel on beautiful Geneva Lake, and round-trip transportation provided by Lakefront Shuttle to and from the game starting at $193. To reserve your spot, call 1-888-SHORES-1 or visit harborshoreslg.com. Hurry, limited packages available. That's harborshoreslg.com.
All summer, it's go, go, go. But before you go anywhere, get in to the Hyundai Epic Summer Sales Event featuring epic savings on the 2018 Elantra, the Sonata, and the full Hyundai lineup of SUVs. The 7-passenger Santa Fe, Santa Fe Sport, Tucson, and first ever Kona. And every Hyundai comes backed by America's best warranty, including a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. Plus, not only will you save during the Hyundai Epic Summer Sales Event, Hyundai also has the lowest 5-year cost of ownership of all brands for 2018, according to Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com. But don't wait, because while summer might be go, 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 the Hyundai Epic Summer Sales Event is going, going, gone. Get up to $3,000 in total savings on the Tucson, or up to $3,750 in total savings on the Santa Fe Sport. Visit your local Hyundai dealer today. Call 877-248-1585 for details. Lowest 5-year cost of ownership claim based on the average 2018 Kelley Blue Book 5-year cost to own data. Visit KBB.com for information. America's best warranty claim based on total package of warranty programs. See dealer for limited warranty details.
And now, an ad from Mom.
Save money on car insurance by bundling home and auto with Progressive. And cut. Oh, that was good. So, are there any other things you need me to talk about, or I could do an ad for something I really like lotion? You know, I am just a nut for lotion.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Pros know there's more to a roof than shingles. That's why the Home Depot carries GAF's Lifetime Roofing System. From underlayment and leak barriers to shingles, ventilation, and more. Delivered right to your job site in job lot quantities. For complete roofing systems, get everything you need under one roof. Ours. The Lifetime Roofing System. Exclusively from GAF. And available at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing.
It's the two megastars summer mashup. The awesome iPhone on the Rockstar Metro PCS network. Get the iPhone you've always wanted for $0, so you can jam without limits.
It's a hit. Get an iPhone SE on us when you switch. Metro PCS.
Coverage not available in some areas, plus sales tax and $10 activation fee. Requires port in a number not currently active on T-Mobile network or on Metro PCS in past 90 days to an unlimited LTE plan. See store for details and terms and conditions.
Walgreens has you covered with the trusted summer essentials you need, no matter where you go this summer. Whether you're swimming in the pool, hiking in the woods, or playing at the beach,
Walgreens has sun protection, bug spray, healthy snacks, and more at a great value. So before you go out there, come in here and prepare for summer care no matter where. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Now with card, buy one, get one free on hundreds of vitamins through August 25th. Equal or lesser value. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See store for details.
You wear many hats. The new business hat. The buying toner for the copy machine hat. The sifting through tons of resumes hat. Udeed.com/hire.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Certainly, I feel most disappointed to myself out of, you know, everyone in the world, I think. You know, I really want to come back this year, this season. So I'm going to work hard and do my best to try to come back.
The translator for Cubs pitcher Yu Darvish, who continues to be unable to actually pitch. He tried to play a rehab game, and it lasted an inning, and then he declared himself done. Covering that was Steve Greenberg of the Chicago Sun-Times on Twitter, at SL Greenberg. He joins the Bernstein and McKnight show. So take us through what that was like. People waiting with bated breath, and then everybody ends up disappointed.
Hey, guys. Yeah, hey. It's, you know, I was there the last time he threw a rehab start, June 25th, and he went five innings. It looked, you know, it looked good with my untrained eye, and threw all his pitches and all that. And then after he was just oddly noncommittal about how he felt. And so what he said yesterday is that he felt the same thing in between the first and second innings that he had felt back in June. Only this time he said, well, I better shut it down right now. So, of course, you know, totally anticlimactic. You're expecting him to pitch however many innings that looks like a guy who's ramping up to rejoin the rotation in what, you know, maybe 2 weeks. It was sort of set up so that he could throw as many as three rehab starts all in South Bend and then jump in with the Cubs, and then now you're rolling into September, and we just see what you can get from him. I think now, you know, as he walks off after the first inning, you immediately go to, this guy's toast. You know, no way it's happening this year. He won't pitch. Wait till next year and all that. And that's what ran through my mind then, and that's what I assume is the case now. But he says he's going to give it take another run at it. I don't know why anyone would think it would turn out any differently.
Yeah, I mean, he was asked what was going on, and it sounded like he wanted to talk to you guys that were there to clear things up, or at least give his perspective on what had been going on. This, I suppose he made it clear then, it's kind of unclear to me now, this is not something that he felt in the ramp-up process to this official minor league ramp-up process, right? This is new-ish?
No, well, I think it's the same issue that has kept him out all these months. But that while he was throwing bullpens and throwing off, you know, long toss and throwing off the mound finally and all that, at a sim game at Wrigley, that his elbow or his triceps, you know, that lower part in back, I guess, where one meets the other is the region that we're talking about. I guess it felt okay. So, you know, he flared back up all of a sudden. He said he was fine in the first inning last night, and it was, although, you know, I don't know if he really was, because he threw a 95-mile-an-hour fastball to end the first inning, strikeout pitch. And as he was walking off, he was kind of shaking his arm. So that was the first sign, although after he said, no, it was fine, it was when he went back out there to warm up. But I think it was the same, you know, we're talking about the same issue, and we can debate the validity of it. You know, I mean, I don't know that anybody has any real insight or not into this. A lot of people have had a lot of opinions, obviously A-Rod and Rick Sutcliffe. And, I mean, it's easy to sort of doubt the guy. I'm hesitant to do that, you know, but it's that really dangerous thing for a guy who had Tommy John surgery, even you're talking about his pitching elbow or thereabouts, and it could be really, really bad. And probably to me, you know, not that you asked, but I'd just shut him down, you know, and step out of the way, and we'll see it in February is what I would think, and all that. And that's what I think will wind up happening probably. But we'll see if they want to entertain the possibility of him taking another shot at rehab and all that. It just seems dangerous and fruitless to me.
As we last left it, he had requested an MRI, but what do we actually know about the diagnostics now? Is he having an MRI today? Are they considering stepping it up with an arthrogram or something more invasively exploratory?
Well, I'm not on the road with the team. I don't know for sure, but I do know that, what I've heard is that Theo said last night that the next step would be an MRI today. So I think that's what's happening. I don't know that for sure, but waiting to find out if that's what happens. And if it does, if we'll hear something later tonight or more likely tomorrow once, the beat writers and everyone else are in Detroit with the Cubs at the ballpark and or maybe earlier in the day tomorrow. There's going to be still some anticipation of news. I kind of think it'll come tomorrow. But anyway, it'll be from an MRI. And, what we've seen to this point is his MRIs have been clean. Of course, his MRI was clean in, the late fall, mm-hmm. early winter of 2015, November, December, something like that year. And then he didn't make it out of spring training in March before he was diagnosed with a torn ligament and needed, Tommy John. And so there's some, there's a bigger time period that elapsed there in which he could have gotten hurt, but it's just such a delicate thing, to assume a guy's fine. And if he has a clean MRI, that's all you have to go on. But he's saying there's something in there. I don't know. I don't know what we'll hear today, what we'll hear tomorrow. But I mean, the way the story's gone, guys, I'm just waiting to hear. Yeah, there's an MRI. It's clean, and then it's just ongoing puzzlement, on our parts.
Steve, I don't remember covering somebody at length or extensively who used an interpreter. But now that you've done this a couple of times, is your observational process to observe him, even though you don't speak Japanese? I'm assuming you don't speak Japanese. Maybe you do. But is your process to sort of watch and listen and how he appears and how he sounds and his tone before then hearing what the words actually mean? Because I always wonder how much heat loss there is in translation with some of this stuff.
Right. There's a lot lost. I'm sure of it. And I'm trying to read. I'm not, in other words, observing Daiichi Sekizaki, his translator, while he's talking. I'm looking at you and trying to, play amateur psychologist, trying to read something and his voice and his facial expressions, the role of the eyes. He doesn't have a lot of tells, I don't think, and he didn't yesterday. And once you start doing that, what I just described, it is sort of inherently cynical too. I appreciated that he it couldn't have been half an hour after he walked off the mound. He was meeting the media. He's not obligated to do that. He was pleasant. He did, I won't say he did any soul searching, but, he talked about his feelings, about how disappointed he is and all that. So, but no, you don't speak the language and there's no doubt there's a lot that gets lost in translation. And he's been hard to know throughout his career. That's I wonder what the Japanese media would say about that. Maybe some would disagree. And I think we're just barely scratching the surface in the getting to know process with Yu Darvish. And we may never really get to know him because he may be more comfortable keeping the media at arm's length, so to speak, and that's what he's done to this point. But, I've heard him described before as difficult or aloof and all these things. You guys have heard that too. I haven't found him necessarily to be that in these interviews with a translator. He's not impatient. He doesn't seem to be BSing and all that. But still, it's hard to read the guy. And I have not yet felt like I really have gotten a read on him. So we'll continue to try.
Steve, this is good. We appreciate it. Thank you.
You bet, guys. Take care.
Steve Greenberg, Chicago Sun-Times.
Try to read between the lines. It's a really impossible thing, really difficult thing for reporters to do when there's that kind of insulation between reporter and player.
With the midday, midway coming up, I'm trying to solve a very, very silly question about a top NFL rookie that I can't get out of my head. And I also have a dethroning.
A dethroning? Not a defenestration. We had it last week.
Nope. But something has been dethroned. The all-time best-selling album is now number two. What had been the all-time best-selling record album has been supplanted.
Interesting. All right, I got a couple of things. We had a follow-up on a story about a gunslinger from last week. We've also got some college football crazy report, but this actually might double as advice for all of us. We'll get the I'm Fat podcast in on this too, It may concern an area of their expertise. We'll get to that on the midway next. Bernstein and McKnight, 670 The Score.
Drive in with Mully and Haw.
I think Ted Phillips is the de facto general manager, and Ryan Pace is just a guy that they use to look for talent.
I don't agree with that for one minute, but I think until...
Drive home with McNeil and Parkins.
I steer into conflict. I enjoy a little bit of tension.
You do wrap your arms around it. On your way to work and on your way home, 670 The Score's got you covered. A radio...
State Farm, this is Bill.
It finally got me, Bill.
What's that, Rick?
The Clark Street crater, the mother of all potholes.
Oh.
Yeah, year after rim-wrecking year, it's tormented the people of this town. They try to fill it, but it always returns. It got me good.
But you know, State Farm's got you too.
You hear that? You ain't nothing!
You trash-talking a pothole?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Go with the one that's here to help life go right. State Farm. Talk to an agent today.
O'Reilly. Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, pick up a bottle of Seafoam Motor Treatment on sale for $7.99. Plus, earn double O rewards points. Help your engine run smoother and last longer with Seafoam Motor Treatment on sale now at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Two rock giants unite. Deep Purple. Judas Priest. Together on one stage. August 22nd, Hollywood Casino Amphitheater. Tickets on sale now at LiveNation.com. Deep Purple and Judas Priest.
Have your midnight.
Walgreens has you covered with the trusted summer essentials you need, no matter where you go this summer. Whether you're swimming in the pool, hiking in the woods, or playing at the beach, Walgreens has sun protection, bug spray, healthy snacks, and more at a great value. So before you go out there, come in here and prepare for summer care no matter where. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Now with card, buy one, get one free on hundreds of vitamins through August 25th. Equal or lesser value. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See store for details.
Pros know.